You're listening to All Things Transformers, Episode 6, recorded Sunday, November 2nd, 2008. Hello everyone, and welcome to the next edition of All Things Transformers. This episode, unfortunately, is going to be a very bad train wreck, considering the fact that I just moved, and yeah, so it's going to take me a while to get back in the groove of things. Anyhow, I have no co-host again today. I'm not sure if there will be one in the future. I am working on some possible guest hosts, which would be in the form of the hosts of Transformers Anonymous, and those cool guys over there. Make sure you listen to their podcast as well. And in any case, I'm going to jump back into the last few days of news on Transformers. They're in no particular order, so I guess here they go. Michael Bay comments on the Transformers the Movie ride that Universal is making. And I guess they said that he, in a press release, said that he supported it. And he says, "I don't support it yet." He's not involved with it. He's not sure of the story on the ride. And he says that it's complete bullshit of his support. So, anyhow, that's what he has to say about the ride so far. I know they're making one in Hollywood, and hopefully they make one in Florida, because, yeah, that would just be awesome. And, in any case, Revenge of the Fallen, primary shooting completed, second unit shooting in Paris. It says that the primary shooting on Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, according to justjared.com, has a selection of photos of Shia and various other people in the Los Angeles airport, and they've completed their filming. The production, however, is not over, and Michael Bay states that they're shooting in Paris and shots at the Eiffel Tower, so I wonder what those scenes are going to involve, but with Michael Bay involved, you can probably expect a ton of explosions and wreckage. New images of Masterpiece MP08 Grimlock have surfaced from the Zona Hobby website. They provide better look of his robot mode and confirm that he will come with a King's Crown from when in the old Marvel comics called, I believe the episode, or the comic is called Madman's Paradise, and he's got his crown from when he became the Autobot leader for the short time. And also, he comes with the mind transfer device from Grimlock's new brain, and, of course, Grimlock's sword. You can find pictures of that on TFW 2005's website. Also, there are updates from Kapow Toys in their newsletter, and it says that there is new Henkais in stock. So be sure to check them out. Also, be sure to check out ToyArena.com, one of our big sponsors. And they do have a website update, as well as more information on the Henkei and Classics and all the other Transformer-related figures. So be sure to check them out there. The guy's really cool. Yeah. So, in a new Shane McCarthy blog update, there's new wallpapers starring and it's for the upcoming All Hail Megatron issue. It has Blur, Perceptor, Cup, Blaster, Springer, and Drift with a Autobot named Roadbuster. And it appears that they are very much more bulked up and more, as you can see in the image, well, if you could see it, Just go to TFW 2005, and they have it there, and it shows, like, for instance, Perceptor looks the most bulked up for how weak he looked in the original series. But you can get that at Shane McCarthy's Smack Talk blog. Also, there's Transformers Revenge of the Fallen news. Alice is a pretender. Alice is played by Isabel Lucas in Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. She's a pretender and says the case of Alice, the shell, will be an attractive human woman, while the inner robot is to be described as a hybrid of the Frenzy robot from the first movie. And in the notes about it, it says that the pretender will have an arm that transforms into an energy weapon, a long tongue, and a scanning tentacle. If that isn't disturbing, I don't know what is. But hopefully it's a good guy. Then again, you never know. And also in Revenge of the Fallen news, principal photography for the TF2 has officially ended. Nelson of Shoot for the Edit blog said that's a wrap, and basically they're all done with the filming. So, after all the special effects, sounds, and everything else are added, hopefully we have a kick-ass movie. More information is on that as it comes available. And also, I would like to start off a new section of the podcast, which I haven't been able to do as of late because there haven't been like listener questions or any other feedback that I'd like to have. But since there isn't, I'm going to add a part from the Predacon Empire forums that we've had in the past, and it's the Ask a Character. Now, I was thinking because it's an old area and it did get a lot of feedback in it, I was going to do some of the characters that we actually had questions for. Now, I will be judging and doing some of the voices for them, as well as the answers. And so, yeah, I'll probably include a clip right in here. And if I do, you'll hear it. If not, then it'll probably be the next issue.
Ask a Character.
Before Metatron.
Ah, yes. So, the first question we get is from Master Megatron. You know I just loved your character in Beast Wars. My all-time favorite. But, I'm curious, what did you do on Cybertron before you took on the adventure of taking the Golden Disk? Also, if you had made it back to Cybertron on the ship instead of falling off, what would you have done? Ah, yes. I was a general under the Tripredicus Council. I grew tired of Magmatron and the Council, as well as their lack of action. I decided, after meeting a long-forgotten Predacon, to begin the war anew. And, with his help, I stole the Golden Disk and began my mission. If I made it back, I would have unleashed my virus on them early and waged war on the Council. But, alas, fate took me in another direction entirely. Yes.
You've just listened to Ask a Character.
Yeah, well, what the hell. I decided to play it anyway. But, yeah, so that's Ask a Megatron, or actually Ask a Character, and I chose my Beast Wars Megatron because I can do the voice. In any case, I know this episode is surprisingly very, very short, but I needed to release a new episode so people knew that I still was doing this. Unfortunately, I didn't really do much research and do very much content, but I promise to fix that by the next episode, which I'm hoping will be soon. Actually, I'll be on vacation this week, so I won't be doing much with the site. So, I'm guessing for now, let's see what I can throw in here. Well, I just got me a pocket PC. It's a Dell Axum X50V. And so far, that's pretty neat. I know this is not a tech podcast, but anyhow, that's a really nice device. It's got Wi-Fi, Windows Mobile 6. It's got Internet Explorer, Pocket Word. So that'll give me something to play with on my trip. Also, if anybody does want to reach me in any of the various social media sites, I'm a member of Facebook, MySpace, Twitter. You can reach me at Twitter at SCP21. Also, in Facebook, I can be reached at... I'm Stephen Phillips on there, so should have a picture of me and my fiance on there, for those of you that know. But, also, I'm a member on MySpace, which I don't check too often, and I also have one for Predacon Empire on there as well. In Facebook, I also have a group for Predacon Empire. And in any case, if anybody needs to reach me or would like to contribute to the site, the podcast, or anything else related to Predacon Empire, or if you have an idea for your own podcast that would like to be launched under the Predacon Empire flag, you wouldn't have to have any ads. I would just host it for you. Just contact me on the Predacon Empire forums. Also, anybody that would like to submit feedback can do so in the Predacon Empire forums. Or you can send it to podcast@predaconempire.com. That is another place I can be reached. And I'm pretty frequent on the forums, so pretty much if anybody posts on there, I read every topic. I mean, yeah, it sounds like I don't have a life, but I do. So, in any case, I'm probably going to wrap this episode up because, like I said, it's a train wreck to start out with. And I really don't have much content. So, this is Steve/Megatron signing off.